Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Mamdani among those blasting ICE over the shooting death of a Minneapolis woman by an ICE agent.
This is one part of what has been a year full of cruelty. And we know that when ICE agents attack immigrants, they attack every single one of us across this country. And this is a city and will always be a city that stands up for immigrants across the five boroughs.
New Yorkers taking to Foley Square to protest.
All right!
There was sadness and anger at this emergency rally. State Assemblyman Alex Boris said the ICE agent didn't pull the trigger alone.
Not only was his hand on the gun, but Secretary Noem's hand was on the gun.
That's right.
And President Trump's hand was on the gun.
Protesters rallied, then marched through the streets shouting, abolish ICE.
They are a rogue, lawless agency that continues to sow panic, chaos, and fear.
But organizers urged protesters not to back down. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Foley Square.
Renee Nicole Macklin Good was a U.S. citizen who was not the target of the ICE raid in the neighborhood. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem characterized the incident as an act of domestic terrorism and, like the president, accused the 37-year-old of trying to run the agents over with her car. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey not mincing words in response.
Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is
He went on to say,
there were dozens, if not hundreds, of ICE and federal officers that were there at the time. Having them there was only causing more chaos. Having them there was only making a difficult situation even more problematic, and one that, yes, they created themselves.
The Minneapolis police chief says Macklin Good was shot in the head multiple times. Well, back here in the city, another rally is planned for 9 this morning in Foley Square. The New York City Office of Emergency Management is making contingency plans for next week's possible nurses' strike at five major private hospitals in the boroughs. Officials say their primary concerns are maintaining hospital capacity and ensuring uninterrupted access to emergency care. Part of that would include diverting or transferring patients to other facilities to balance demand. The hospitals themselves are already bringing in temporary staff. Meantime, in a joint statement, Montefiore, Mount Sinai, and New York Presbyterian called the strike threat reckless and accused the State Nurses Association of abandoning patients in their time of need. The nurses say this is about pay, healthcare benefits, staffing levels, and safety in the workplace. Well, this is not good. Infections of a superbug, a dangerous drug-resistant fungus, spreading at hospitals and nursing homes across the country, including in New York and New Jersey. Dr. Andrew Handel is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
Now that we're more aware of the fungus and that it can be more challenging to treat, we're better at identifying it and diagnosing it. So, in essence, we may be finding more cases because we're more aware of it and we're better at performing the additional diagnostic test to find out if this is Candida auris.
The CDC reports more than 7,000 cases across the country last year. Symptoms include fever or chills, with those with underlying health conditions being the most susceptible to getting sick. Mayor Mamdani ripping into the Trump Health Department decision to freeze billions in federal child care funding for five Democrat-led states, including New York.
I think the decision that was made was a cruel decision that plays politics with children's futures here in New York City. And I appreciated what the governor shared yesterday, which was her confidence of being able to win this lawsuit in court.
Health Secretary RFK Jr. tells CBS News New York was given a heads up and that this is not about politics.
The states that are affected are not affected because they're Democratic. They're affected because they refuse to cooperate with developing plans that would end the fraud.
So far, no evidence of fraud from the feds. In addition to New York, Illinois, Minnesota, Colorado, and California are all being targeted. Separately, Mayor Mamdani is defending appointing longtime tenant activist Sia Weaver to head the mayor's office to protect tenants. She's come under fire for a years-old social media post in which she called for the seizure of private property and described home ownership as a, quote, weapon of white supremacy masquerading as wealth-building public policy. When asked about that, the mayor did not address the post directly, but he defended Weaver as having a long record of standing up for tenants across the city. During his campaign, Mamdani himself was questioned about his own website, in which he proposed shifting the property tax burden to, quote, richer and whiter neighborhoods. When asked about that, he said he was simply stating what he observes to be part of the issue. A reward now being offered as cops search for the suspects in a violent armed robbery at a bodega in Crotona Park East in the Bronx.
Very clear surveillance video of these three masked men barging into the bodega on Home Avenue late Tuesday night. One of them pointing a gun directly at the clerk. The $5,000 reward coming from the United Bodegas of America.
So we're asking the public, if they know who they are, to turn these guys in. I guarantee you they're going to kill someone that doesn't have the cash that they want.
The group's Fernando Mateo telling 1010 Winds more than $3,000 in cash and some jewelry as well was stolen, and they're demanding swift action.
And we need to do whatever we can as an organization to get these guys off the streets.
He says the two workers inside at the time left shaken and terrified. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Morrisania.
There will be no charges against two New York City police officers who shot an armed man in 2024 in Brooklyn. The report from the Office of State Attorney General Letitia James says prosecutors would not be able to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Officers both tasered and fatally shot 33-year-old Kristen Emile in East Flatbush following a chase at the intersection of East 52nd and Church Avenue. His mother telling the Daily News she feels like her son was executed on the street, and she's very disappointed in the decision. They've got a new addition at Adventure Aquarium in New Jersey. A penguin chick hatched at the site in Camden, and they took to Instagram to ask for help choosing a name.
There'll be four name options that you guys will have the chance to choose from. The name options we came up with are Scrappy, Toothless, Zero, and Flounder. We took some inspiration from his mom, Mushu, because she's a sidekick in a movie, so we took some sidekick names.
The naming process is also part of a fundraiser to benefit conservation groups. You've got till January 19th to vote. The winner will be announced on January 20th, which happens to be Penguin Awareness Day. Get all the info at adventureaquarium.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,